Mem Alf.
Chishkoyach, shlichas min alon. Shlichas min alon de tanyo v'sholach. Malabich oise shliach v'sholcho malabich yichi oise shliach. So by the Gerushin it says v'sholcho. V'sholcho mi beisoi. Could have said, Rashi says, could have just said v'girsha. V'girsha. What's it? V'sholcho mi beisoi. He sends her out. It's a funny, it is a funny lashon to use. Describing him sending her out. V'girsha. So yeah, to teach me, you can make a shliach. And we also make another drasha, because really, the way you would read that is v'sholcho, with a mapikei. He sends her. But the drasha would be to read the ksiv. The ksiv was without a mapikei. Right, that's what Rashi says, right? And that would be v'sholcho, she sends. So Mamela, we can darshan both things. He can send a shliach to give the get, and she can send a shliach to give a kapo the get. Then it says v'sholcho another time, Rashi says. V'sholcho another time. V'sholcho another time. V'sholcho shliach is a shliach. Shliach can make a shliach.
It's really,
there's another chiddush that the koyach given to him, he can give over
that's
again.
A big
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't have said that without the extra pasuk. That's right. So now, Achkan Begerishin, that's only by get, Bekidushin, min alon. Bekidushin, the other Begerishin, and if you want to say, well, we don't need a special libid to learn to Kedushin, just learn it by Mematsinu. You see, it works by Gerishin, it works by Kedushin too? No, I wouldn't say that. Why? Because Gerishin, we know, has a stronger koyach than Kedushin. Because a get would be chal even bal korcha. So maybe a get, which could be chal even bal korcha, which I guess in a certain sense, it's I don't want to say easier, it's more, it has certain functions to create the kinyan that Kedushin doesn't have. So maybe shlichas is also like that. Since it gets different because it works about korach, so maybe it gets different because it also has shlichas.
It's not a chumra anymore.
I'm saying, you see that it works in ways kedushin doesn't work. So maybe, maybe shlichas also. Teretz says a makra. We have a special hekish. The yatz of a ha'isa makish of ayalitzia. We've seen this hekish before. The gabi other dinim. The din of shar kedushin is learned out from here. For example, makish of ayalitzia. Now that you have a limud from Kedushin to Gerushin, so now we know it works by Kedushin too.
How do they pick and choose what aspects of Gerushin they can learn out to Kedushin? Because if you ask the high school, why can't you learn out, therefore, that Kedushin works by Kedushin? Is there some, is there the independent limud of Ashinif Das? I think so, right? I think, didn't we see that?
Could be. Did we see this somewhere?
I think we saw somewhere that she requires das. There's limud there. Otherwise.
You're to the high so? I don't remember.
I remember something that.
We probably discussed this in the first parak.
Yeah.
Why don't you learn out the din about korcha through the yotz of a high so? Does the Gemara itself deal with that? Or maybe we... I can't remember. I'm afraid to say it on the recording, but I can't remember. That's something else. That's the Gemara on the... That's a whole different sugya. It's a whole different sugya. Tluyev a kaddish, tluyev a zobin. Yeah, that's a different sugya. We discussed that sugya actually very early on. Yeah. Okay. Fine. What? Even before that, by when it discussed about korcha over there on the base and mid base. Okay. He told the shliach, go take tshuma from me, turn him kedas balabayis. Then he did kedas balabayis, turn him bebeinanis, echem mechamishim, right? Rashi, Tois explained, because by tshuma there's no shir in the Torah, so we know that The shiurim that Chazal gave is 1/50th for Avedanis. 1/50th is for Avedanis. 1/60th is for someone who's stingy. 1/40th is for someone who's giving. So if you don't know what type of guy the Baal Bais is, so take from the Avedanis, 1/50th. Pichis Asara Hoysim Asara. What if you went to 1/40th or to 1/60th? What if you went to... So then, Shumas or Shumo. Huh?
Whichever one means it. Nice.
Yeah, it's machlok is actually what Pichas and Hoysif means, according to Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says Pichas means he gave more.
A lower denominator.
It was the job.
Yeah, or Pichas means he made the Baal Bais lose more. Yeah. Tosis says the opposite. Pichas means he gave less to Truma, which is 1/60th, which, yeah, you might have thought, Rashi seems to take another direction. Okay. But either way, it's the same thing. Just depends how you read the Gemara. Truma so Truma. So Minolan, how do we know that? Now, if we only know about Gevishin and Kedushin, how do we know this? V'chite, midi yodam in Gevishin. Ma'ad Gevishin, Yerushin, Yerushin, Choyl. You can't live in Gevishin. It's Gevishin's Choyl, and Truma has a certain level of Kedusha to it. Right? You can't eat a Betuma and so on and so forth. So maybe that's a different. Well, clappy culture. Clappy exactly. That's why. It's true because truma. Truma. You have to be taught, but you don't have to have Harib Shemesh, and you do have to have Harib Shemesh. You don't have, right. Exactly. You don't have to have by culture. It's not enough Harib Shemesh. You have to wait till the next morning and bring a carpet. So truma is good and chayil. You can't pick a right from good into truma. Teretz is, you're right, we have our own independent drosha by Truma. Omakra atem gam atem. The rabbi is a shliach. So now that we know about Truma, why don't we just learn out Kedushin and Gerushin from Truma? Maybe Truma's stronger because it's Yeshem Machshava. Like Rashi says, if you think to yourself this chelik of the pile is Truma, you're allowed to eat from the other pile. Which means even if you didn't actually, even if you were not physically mafreshing, so see it's chal either mamachshava, so maybe that's a different rule. So mamela, you can't bring a raya from truma to other things, right? And that's why you need a special drasha both by truma and by gittin kiddushin. Fine. Now here Tosis Tosis interesting order over here. Look at Tosis the Masra Ma. Ma the Gevish Kedeshin Chol. Abaloi Ma to the Memer Shekedeshin about Korchok. Kehid La El. To the Memer Kedushin Ochichu. Abal El Le Maisi Le El Le Gabi Kedushin. Tosis asking a kasha. Why the Gemara have to say we can't learn from Gevishin to Truma because Gevishin is Yeshin and Choyl? Just say you can't learn from Gevishin to Truma for the same reason you couldn't learn from Gevishin to Kedushin, which is because it works by Korchov. So the Teretz is Oktosis. How do these things always work? If you have another one that's Mechiach, that Nekuda, that characteristic is not the reason why this thing is different. Then Mamela, you know that you could learn it out. So if I'd say, I can't live from Gevishin because Gevishin is about Korchuk, I'd say, wait a minute, Kedushin Echiyach. Because it's true by Kedushin also, and Kedushin is not about Korchuk. So that means about Korchuk is not a reason not to learn out. So Mamela, you might come up with a new reason called Choyl. So then what does the Gemara say? The next time says, what does the Gemara say? No, you can't. And then they go, oh, fine. But then the Gemara says, why can't you learn from Truma to Gevishin? You can't learn from Truma to Gevishin because Truma is Yashin and Machshava. So Zog Toises, these two Toises are connected. Shekhen Yashin and Machshava. Umi u Kedushin abo Opsim and Truma. Umi Gevishin. Techipi, because Mother Gevishin and Yashin and Machkokok. Truma to Chiach. Mother Truma Shekhen Yashin and Machshava. Gevishin and Chichu. Ah, so Zog Toises, at this stage of the Gemara already, you don't need a special limit to Kedushin anymore. Because the only reason not to learn from Gevishin is Machkokok. Well, Truma's Mechiach, that's not the special reason. The only reason not to learn from Truma is because it's Machshava. Well, Gidon's Mechiach, but that's not the special reason. So what do we say in that case? what's the lashon? You know, the Tovar Hashovah. Tzara Shovah Shabbat. They both work. So Mel Kedushin would work too. So Zog Tais is the maskon over here. You don't really need the Yotzev Ha'is from Mamad Aleph. You don't need the special George by Kedushin from Mamad Aleph anymore. So normally, what you'd ask in such a case is, then that drasha is extra. Then what do we do with the drasha? It's a problem. You can't just say we don't need it anymore. It's a drasha. So what's the drasha? So that Tosha says that's not a problem. He says umiu meikesh v'atzva ha'isa lohavi matzah shosik. The Torah couldn't have left it out. It's the shad drashas because we know we use it for other halachas. So v'atzva ha'isa we have use for anyway, even without this whole sugya, like we used it in the first perek. Mind changing the shosik. But what I'm just saying is, Lagavi, this sugya, it comes out of the maskara, Taisa says, you really don't need the Yotzeb HaHaisa, the maskara. Because you had the Tzad HaShoveh from Gerishin and Truma. No, it's a good word. That's these two Taisas in here. Kivayt, the new kasha. They lost their Kavan Pesach and they told the guy, go find it and shech for us. And he went and did it. And they saw, you know what, maybe he's not going to come back. Let's cover ourselves and take another one. So what's the din? If he shechted it first, he eats it and they could eat with him. So what's the kasha minolan? How do you know? From where do we know shlichus works over there? From where do we know shlichus works over there? Now, just a side ha'ara. Marie Bevav asks it. Why did the Mishnah have to give an example where they lost the government? Where they lost the government vessel? Just give a case. We told him to go get one, and it works out shlichus. It works out shlichus. You don't need the whole case of losing it in order to teach me that, didn't? So Rabbi Rav asked that kasha, and he says, "Erechinami," but the teaching of Rabu Sanakte, the Af Api the Neva, even though it got lost, v'yishraglayim ledovet shakavanis yaishu, v'yais came lokhu acher. You see, they sent the shliach, and then you see he's not coming back, and they go and they take their own. So already over there, it's like raglayim ledovet that they're about to the whole shlichus. Why are they taking their own for? So the mission teach you that apal pichein the shlichus remains intact. It's an extra chiddush. You're right. The etzim part of the shlichus could have taught you without that. It's an extra chiddush, even though it looks like they were meyayish from the whole thing. They went and took another one. Apal pichein it works, but you see shlichus works. So where? How do we know that? Minolon. So maybe we should learn it from Shuma and Gerishin. No, you can't. Even Shruma is chol when compared to Kodshim. So you can't learn it out from there. So where are you going to learn it out from? That's the pasuk which is written by the first Korban Pesach. And it says, and the Mikan just looks at them and goes, "Sorry, that's the raya."
That's a general, general principle, not just the Pesach. Right?
General principle by Kodshim.
Only by Kodshim.
Oh, so let's see. It's written by Kodshim. Can we apply it to other things or not? That's going to be the Gemara's discussion.
Well, general. It sounds like how do you know?
Yeah. So let's see.
Again, and the Gemara, when they want to learn out from Rishuv and Karchon, do they want to learn out from Din, or do they want to learn out from the specific
from the drasha?
Oh, from the drasha itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the drasha. So let's see now. So now that we've been buzzing by Kodshim, why can't we just write it by Kodshim and learn out everything else from Kodshim? Why do we need other drushes by Truma and by Gerusha. Mishum, they're going to Mifrach. Malakot, we can Roy Masena de Shliach. Maybe Kotchim is different because all Kotchim are big. Kemat all Kotchim are done at Shliach. The Kohanim. So maybe Kotchim is already like a special category. But to general things which usually you do yourself, to now go and make a Shliach, maybe that doesn't work.
So,
yeah.
No, I understand. Once you have this idea that Kachem is no longer the Shliach, because the Torah says so, right?
Right.
The Torah says the Kohanim do this. So, why would I might think that that's only by the Kohen, meaning I can't use that as a lead word to learn that.
To elsewhere.
I could be a Shliach for Kohen Pesach for Kachem. I know the Torah says so. So he's saying here, since the Torah. Meaning,
no, we have a drasha. We have a drasha that shlichus helps.
The feast shlichus works just from the Torah itself because a kohen does it for him, right? That's what it means that by kachim, if you roll down through a shlichus.
No, but what do you need the drasha for then? Shach tor shel kol kah. This is so. No, so that I would say is the chayra. What the gemara means is that shchita is not part of the avoda. Shchita is kosher bazaar.
Right.
Or yisokut shecht. So there, I do need a special. Limud to show me that shlichus helps. Just that once I have that special limud that shlichus helps, I would say to myself, if I didn't have any other rayas and it helps anywhere else in the Torah, oh yeah, it helps because it's in the parish of Kachim, and Kachim anyway is mostly done through shlichim. So yeah, we have so over here, even though you're right, the shlichus Kachim bizarre, since the chelik of the category of Kachim and Kachim normally done through shlichim, that's a special thing. But to apply it elsewhere.
Really, there really
is
nothing else by
Kachim
that you can't have
shlichim,
right?
The Kohanim
do the rest,
yeah, right. And the Kohanim, that's where the rise dapka from the shchita. But since the Kohanim do everything else, I would say, yeah, Kachim's different.
It's already a shlichus type of...
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the pshat.
Yeah, the
Zark and Shech. Yeah, because that's what you're asking. Once you came up to this, so what... The Teretz is because the Zark and Shech. That's the Teretz, yeah. Yeah. Okay, Gvaldik. So that's why you can only have from Kachin. Fine, period. So I can't learn out one to the next. So I have Kachin, I have Truma, and I have Gittin Kedushin, correct? And we've shown why you can't learn one to the other. So projecting about Chadim Chadim Loasi, I can't learn one from one. But Tasi Chadim Itaita, but why can't I learn one from two? In other words, instead of having three different sources, get Truma and Kachim, I cannot eliminate two of them because you can't learn one from the other. But maybe I can eliminate one of them, keep two, and learn one from two. Why did I have to say all three?
Okay.
That's the question. Chadim echad lo asa, that we already proved. But tevsi chadim etar, maybe one can be learned from two. So Zakti Gemara, okay, which one do you want to take out? Hi tevsi, which one do you want to learn? If the Torah would not have been Kachim, but Tevsi Maharich, and we'll learn out Kachim from both Truma and Get, that you can't do, because you have a svar to say, Malohanach Shekhin Gechin Choyalei to Kachim. Okay, so you can't go that direction. What about Lonich Lerachmana Begerish and leave out Get, but Tevsi Maharich, and learn out Get from both Kachim and Truma? That won't help either. Why? Malohanach Shekhin Yeshem HaMachshava. Because Truma, we already mentioned before, is Yeshem HaMachshava. But the truth is, Kachim also is subject to machshava, because you have all kinds of psulei machshava that come out by kachim. No, not psulei. Interesting. In parentheses, Rashi says psulei. What? If it's gomar beliboy to say this shtar is an oila, it's chal. They bring the drasha for the gemara in Shavuos. Ein echinami. I was thinking pigle, but Rashi in parentheses says pigle, but. After the parenthesis, he doesn't say that. Yeshem Machshava is that the hektish is chal. The hektish is chal.
By Truma also, right?
And by Truma, we already mentioned before that it's chal, yeah? So you can't learn that direction either. Ella, loy lichtach money by Truma. So what do you want to leave out? Leave out Truma. Betesim Anach, and learn out Truma from the Tzad HaShaveh between Kodshim and Gerushin. Now this would be very good. Why? Because you have... Truma can be learned from Kachim because Kachim is more
Kodosh.
More Kodosh. And what? Right. No, no, so say like you have to set it up like this. Meaning, the only reason not to learn from Gerushin is because Chuma is Mamachshava. So for that, I'll say Kodshim Yechiyach. And the only reason not to learn from Kodshim is because Kodshim is more Kodesh. So for that, I'll say Gerushin Yechiyach. And Mamela from the Tzad Shav between Gerushin and Kodshim, I could learn out Chuma.
Also, wouldn't it be a problem just to have you couldn't learn out Truma from the Kodshim, because we said also that's the normally done through Shlichim anyway, so you might not be able to extend it, but that's a separate
thing. You're right, what about that? You're right, that's more Oh yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. That's this one. I said it wrong. You want to learn again? I'm sorry. You want to learn out Truma? So I'll learn Truma from Kodshim. No, you can't, because Kodshim is writing my same day Shliach. Okay, so Gerushin Yechiyach. But that's not the special reason. Kabbalik.
Right.
Now what about learning from Gerushin? You can't learn from Gerushin because Gerushin is Choyl. Okay. Okay. What? And it doesn't work for Machshava.
Yeah, but that doesn't come in as a, but I thought Machshava only, the problem
with Machshava
is that...
Yeah, sorry, it's Choyl. Yeah, you're right, that's the other direction, right. It's Choyl. So that'll tell you, Kodshim Yechiyach. And Mamele, between Kodshim and Gerushin together, it's not a shovel, we can learn out Truma. Exactly, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Rashi speaks it out.
Like
yeah, I got confused there. Good, very good. So Gemara says, Okanami. The Gemara says it's true. The Gemara says, Okanami, it's true. It's true, we can learn it out. We can learn it out. So atem gamatem is
what
is it? Was it for? So it says ekanami, but atem gamatem lomeli mi boi leidach Reb Yanai. The Reb Yanai at gam atem ma atem b'nei bris av shluvachem b'nei bris. It's a teacher that has to be a yid. Ha lomeli kra. Why do we need a pasuk for that? The b'chibar avim Reb Yechon and nafka. Which means he's basically saying a svara. If you're not in the parsha, you can't function as the shliach. So that's a svara that he learned out here by the Evid. So I already know that svara. So what did he got atam gamatim for? If he's a goy, he's not in the parsha of truma. If he's not in the parsha of truma, he can't be a shliach. That's svara. So what did the pasuk for? Teretz is it's derich. That's only by the Eved who's not involved in Gidim Kedushin at all. He is Shaykh to the Parish of Truma, of his own Truma. Maybe he could be a Shliach. Kamashal on the Pasuk that he can't be a Shliach. At Ma'at B'nei Bris. Af Shluchachem B'nei Bris. Rabbi Shimon the Potter, but according to Rabbi Shimon that holds the Chuma of an Eved is not a Potter, he's of a Goy. The non Chuma is every Chavim with Medamas, meaning Medamas means if it gets mixed up with Kulin, it becomes Demua, becomes Osir, V'chayav and L'chaymish. And if you. Right? And it, right, if you eat it, you have to pay a fifth. Rabbi Shimon Potter. So Atam Gamatam Lam, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, that you see a Goy is completely out of the parish of Chuma. So what did you atem gamatem for? It's the sagda the kamino hoyel ba omer mar atem lo reason atem lo shutfen atem lo apetropis atem lo yitorim as shen shaloi. Since atem comes to exclude all these other things which are not exactly atem, like an oris or a shutif or an apetropis or it's not his. So ema, I would, since once I already have it, the drush of atem excluding all these things, I would think atem lo shluchachem. I would think nami also. You're right. Shlichus should work, and I already know Shlichus works by Truma from the Tzad HaShoveh between Gerushin and Kodshim. But maybe Atam came Lafuki from that, and Atam came to teach me it doesn't help. Come on, Shmuelon, it does. Well, Vaitu. Right, so far we have Gittin, we know Shlichus worked from a Shulch. Kedushim, we know. Now the Maskon, Kedushim, we know because it's Hukash Legittin. We mentioned earlier in Tosfos, Kedushim, we would know. We mentioned in Tosfos earlier, Kedushim, we would know that it's had a Shavu between Truma and Gerushim. But that's not true, the Maskon, because we don't know Truma itself was only learned from Tzad HaShavu.
Right.
Actually, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure how that works. Can you add a Tzav HaShavu built in a Tzav HaShavu?
Well, why don't we just say that the conclusion was from the Yatsam HaHaita?
No, I'm saying...
You
said that. No, Toys said. I'm just saying like this. I'm just speaking... Just how I order. Toys says in the Maskel Shechein says... Toys Shechein says that you don't need the Yatsam HaHaita. Kedushin to adapt from the Gzeres Shava from the Tzad HaShava between Shruma and Gittin. Now I'm just saying like this. At that stage, Tosfos was going, Shruma had its own independent drasha. But if we're saying, right, Gamata. But if we're saying the Maskona, that the real way you know Shruma is from the Tzad HaShava between Kochim and Gittin, can I still say now, that you would know, yeah, why not? Yeah, it's the same thing. Tosfos would say the same thing is still true. Because.
You mean it's coming out from Gerushin?
However you get to.
Yeah. Yeah, or you don't even need Truma. Just. With the same thing Tosfos said by Gerushin and Truma, you could say by Gerushin and Kochim. The same thing Tosfos and Maso Shechein, yeah. It would work with Maskana too. I'm not happy with what I wrote here. I wrote a Sikkum of the Gemara many years ago. And I wrote, Gittin is from Rishalcha, and Kedushin is because it's Hukash Legittin. I mean, the truth is, without Tosfos, that's what you would write. But according to Tosfos, it's not true. I should have at least written without, according to Tosfos, it's not true. Okay, fine. No, maybe change it. Maybe I'll change it later. I mean, I did underline the choices. So I guess I didn't put two and two together.
Maybe.
All right, fine. So that's Akkan. So
yeah,
because Gemara never really comes off of it.
Right.
It's more choices than say.
The choices
make a very good point. Not that you need me to scum with the choices, but it's true what choices says. You're right. The Gemara didn't mention it. Okay, Ha Nicha, this is all very good. Rav Shimon Karcha, who learned out Shlichus from that pasuk before, but Kodshim, the Shachtor, so called Kala, others itself in Abayim. Ella, let Rav Yoinus in the Mafik, let the High Kodd, the Joshua Chirina, but Rav Yoinus, who uses that same pasuk by the common basic for a different Joshua, Minolon, where do we know Shlichus helps by Kodshim? Now, who is this Rav Yoinus? On the Tanya, Rav Yoinus and Oime, Minayin. That everybody can be shutfim on one carbon Pesach, meaning even though there's not enough of a gezayis for every single person, afal pichein you're yoytzim with that carbon Pesach according to Bjornison. That the Rashi speaks out because he holds eating the gezayis is not ma'akev, only the zukas dam is ma'akev. So as long as you have a zukas dam, it doesn't matter that there's too many people that can eat a gezayis. So, how do you know? Shneimar v'shochto yisoy kol kol adetzol b'nabayin and kol 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 m'shechtim. V'loy l'shevod el echad. Ela mikan shekol yisoy yoytz mepesach. Echad. Period. So shlich mekachim inolei. So Rav Yonis uses his drasha to teach him they can all be yoytz in one carbon pesach. How does he know shlich was by kachim? The answer is minei from the same pasuk. You're right. Rav Yonis learned in this pasuk that everybody's yoytzi with the carbon pesach, but it still says soif kol soif, one person shechting. So the riot to the shrich is still remains. Now why didn't? No, but that's not so partial. Let's see. V'dilma, if that's true, for the Gemara, v'dilma shani awesome the isle shut this begoy value. Ah, now one second. According what I'm about to say now, by the way, Tosfos speaks out, but it's really the pshat in the Gemara. The second half of Tosfos the Dilma speaks out what I'm about to say, but it's really pshat in the Gemara. According to Meshuvah ben Karka, we didn't have this problem because Meshuvah ben Karka never said everybody's yotze with one carbon Pesach. So he has a good raya that if there's one person shechting, he's shechting at shliach for us. But in as much that Reb Yonis is learning out that we're all yotze with that carbon Pesach. Right, that everybody's yotze. So maybe the pshat is right. So maybe the pshat is right. So maybe the pshat is yeah. There's a shlichus. In as much as we're all shutfen on this carbon, there's a shlichus. But if we would not be all shutfen on this carbon, I would not be able to send the shliach. Yeah,
because meaning, it's not just you acting as a shliach.
Right. So Mamela, right, so Mamela, if you're going to say this is the mucker for shlichus, I have a problem. Maybe it's only true because we're all shutfis. Yeah, Tosfos speaks it out. Look at Tosfos, the second half of the Dilma. Tosfos asks it as like a kasha, but I understood that this, there's another way to learn, but I understood that this was the. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. You see Vim Toimar over there in the middle of Tosfos? First word in line is Begoiva. Vim Toimar. Why were we doik the Rabbi Shimon Karka? The same way we're being doik Rabbi Yonason. In Shloimar, the Rabbi Yonason, the Mafik Mehai Kro, the Kol Yisrael Yoytzim the Pesach Echad, the Ksaver Chilus Bakum Lema Akva, in Cain, Hai the Gomer Echad Shoichet Lekula and Mairi, this is Shutfus and Goiva. The Bakum Kramayi, because that's what the Pesach is talking about. We're all Yoytzim with that carbon. He doesn't hold that way. Everyone has seen the Gezayis. Imkain, hi, v'shokhtu, oi, soy, to call out this Israel. Ratzaloi, mer, the echad, shoykh, psochim, arbe. Is that one person shekhtim with the entire klal? Because everyone needs a Gezayis buster. So there's thousands of behemoths being shekhted. But still, mashma, only one person shekhted it. Or you could have had one person shekhted. So what's that? Ah, must be shlich itself, even though we're not all shutfin on the carpet. That's the raya, according to Meshuvah ben Karka. But so long, Medecha, Shoyk, and Pesach, and Marbe. Dimichad, Pesach, Leikah, Lekol, Echad, Kazayis. Dimkein, Mapik, Shapir. And therefore, according to Meshuvah ben Karka, we can learn out very well. Deicha, the Leikah, Shutfin, the Motzi, Shach. That even when we're not shutfin, we can make a shliach. But according to Abyodis, and the Pshat and the Pasuk was, he's being Shaykh for the whole cloud. So that means, by its very definition, we're all shutfin on this thing. If we're all shutfin on this thing, we're all shutfin on this one carbon. So all we have is a raya that when we're all shutfin together, we could have a shliach. Because the shliach's also with us. But where the shliach's not with us, you wouldn't have a raya.
Is the Gemara, where do we get to the Gemara suggestion that the Gemara's drasha, we're going to have shliach?
Minei, the word minei. That's what the word minei means. In the fifth line of the Gemara.
No, I'm saying. If you think, the Gemara says, okay, this whole Limud 4 is good according to Shimon Karka because he has that judge in the Pasuk, and therefore he can get the whole entire Mahal. But the problem I have is that Yonasan uses that Pasuk for different drasha.
Correct.
Then it just says what drasha is.
Right.
So who says that? We're saying that we're learning from there, from that drasha, shlichus.
Minei, the word minei.
No, I'm saying, but why is the Gemara assuming that that's what he said?
No, the Gemara Kash, the Gemara asked, where does the Bereza know shlichus from? So the Gemara is answering the Kasha with the word minei. Minei means, you know where we know shlichus from? You know it's from the same pasuk. Minei is the answer to the question. The Gemara Kash,
where does the Gemara ask where he knows?
Gemara asks it, minole. Because shliach, the last word in the fourth line of Mem Beis Men Aleph, shliach bekachem minole. Where does Rav Yonasan learn out shlichus bekachem?
Okay.
Answer minei. You know where he learns it from? The self same pasuk. On that fact, no matter what set, right? Well, what does minei mean? Minei means. He still learns it from there because you're right. He has this special drasha that the whole klal yaitze. But Sof Kol Sof, there's one person checking, so he still has a good raya, shlichus, everything, Gemara, no. But that would only be a raya in as much as we're all shutfin together. That's not a raya that I can make a shliach. So that's what Tosis is speaking out. It is a raya that can make a shliach, because we're not all yoytzim with the same behema. So this person that's shechting, he's shechting many, many, many behemas. He's not a shechting on all of them. He himself is only in one of them. So you see, shliach helps. But according to Abyanis, we have no raya. So the Teretz is, according to Abyanis, rather it's from this possible. Yikulahem ish means one person takes it for the whole family, and so you see the shlichus. Because they're all coined it together, because one person took it. That means he was their shliach. No, everybody has to have a chelik in the Korban Pesach. Everybody has to have a kazayis in the Korban Pesach. The yikulahem, means all of them are taking it. But through one person. The yikulahem ish. Ay, but dumma hasam nami, this way shutim to go by you. They're also, maybe the shikas only helps because they're all shutim with him. Right? Same problem. Imkein, shaykrai, lomali. If that would be true, then why would I need both psukim? Why would I need both drushes? One that the shutim helps there, one that the shlichas helps. There, when the shikas helps there, and may no in the heik of the shaykh to the shaykh to nay in the heik of the loy shaykh.
So the first pasuk, he learns out, yeah, from that direction that he learns out, really two things. The first thing he learns out is that everyone can be yotze with one,
right?
And shlichus works,
right?
Okay, so then the next pasuk. No, not
Sikhs.
That doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Okay. No, Sikhs works, but welcome to the Rosh
Hashanah. Okay, so then the next
puzzle. Another
puzzle.
Only a limited Sikhs, we're all Shutfis. Then we have another puzzle which teaches me a limited Sikhs, we're all Shutfim. It's like the Gemara, so why would I need it twice? Must be, it may not in the Hech of the Shaykh, we're all Shutfim in it, because I already know that from the first time.
So then it's
a general
sikhus.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So then the next
pasuk. The Gemara. I mean, by the way, Yitzchok. 1 second. We don't have an Enu Indian over here because I need it for a different drasha. I need it for Rabbi Yitzchok. Gam Rabbi Yitzchok ish zoichem alei a katan. You know why it says ish? To teach me only an ish and not a katan zoichem. Ish katan alei a katan. Ish zoichem alei a katan zoichem. You can't say I'm Eino Indian, because I don't know, but I need it for something else. I need it for the drasha to be Mamaita Kotan. And Eino Indian means I don't need it for anything else. So if I don't need it, put it on this. But I have it, I need it for the, that a cotton can't be Zoich in it. No, that I already know from another place. Ahu me'ich lefi ochle nafka. That's from the ich lefi ochle pasuk. Akat mi boile. The shoich lefi ochle pesach ala yochid. 1 second. I already need ich lefi ochle for a different pasuk, for a different drasha. That teaches me you can check the Korban Pesach even for a yachid. So I need that for that. And Mamela, I need the other pasuk to teach me a cotton kepi zoicha. And Mamela, I have no more raya of a main Indian. Teretz says, Sover lo, he, Reb Yoinim's an old, Kamandomer, like the Mandomer, ain't shaykh not to Pesach ala yachid. Ah, he doesn't hold of that. So Zidia doesn't hold of that. Mamela, he can use each of the achlai to teach me each of the katan. And Mamela, he has opened v'yikvulem each celebrate service for a main Indian. New kasha. The Lord of Margidah Marah, Minach Shukh Jotun Kamoysh, and Mav, and Asiya Chod, and Asiya Chod, Mimate, when they were Machalik Eretz Israel, Tepik Lei, Shlikas Mehacha. Why did we learn out Shlikas from there? Or from here? Right. Right. So Gemara says, no, but Tizbara. Taha, Shlichas, what? You think that was Shlichas? Boktanim, Labin, Shlichas, from the people who were there were also Ketanim. There was Ketanim in the Neuchalei Ha'oretz. And a Kondim can't make a Shliach. And Shlichas Lekondim. So what was going on over there? Elo ki od rabbe barabuna, dem rabbe barabuna marab, gid om marab, dem rabbe barabuna, om rabbe gid marab, minayin she zokhe lot mishloi befonot, shnemar ve nosi echo, nosi echo. That's a different parasha. That's the parasha of Zochen La'odim Shalai Befonot. What's Zochen La'odim Shalai Befonot? That means that I can make a kinyan for somebody without him appointing me a shliach, as long as it's a schus for him. So a katan, by definition, who does not have das to make a shliach, a katan, by definition, is called Zochen La'odim Shalai Befonot. But that's not a raya to general parasha of shlichus. Hear the bar. Zochen Adam Shalai Befonot. What? Yeah. I mean, Ksuvah Stav Tes is a big Zochen Adam Shalai Befonot. Tafid Aleph. Ger Kotten. In the Toivel, a Ger Kotten. It's from the Parsha, Zochen Adam Shalai Befonot. Okay? So, Baiter. We have a problem with that. The Tizbarov. Zchosi. Is it a schus? Hachoyva? Nami yika. It's a chayva also. Diga nikle bahar, but the nikle bibiko. Biko nikle bibiko, the nikle bahar. If I'm going to let the Nasi represent me to make a kinyan on the chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so he might make a deal that I'm not happy. He might make a heskein that I'm not happy with. I wanted to be on the har, not on the biko, or the biko not on the har. So there is an element of chayva over here. What right does he have to make that heskim for me? Zochen La'odim Shalai Befonot has to be schos. The Ela, Kedivrava Bar Rav Huna, Damra Bar Rav Huna Bar Rav, Gino Bar Rav, Minayin Li Soiv, Mishabov, Lachloik, Menechzei Avien, Shebezin, Ma'amid, Nelem, Shropas, Lachoiv, Vila Schos. Lachoiv, am I? And Lachoiv, am a Nasli Schos. Tamaloi, Mevanos, Echa, Nos, Echa, Vimata, Tikokos, or Enechinami. It's not from the Parsha of Shlichus. It's also not from the parasha Zochen La'odim Shalai Befonot, because Zochen La'odim Shalai Befonot has to be pure zchus. The parasha of an apotropos. Apotropos means he has a right to make a deal for me, since the general umbrella of what he's doing is a zchus. Even though a choyv might come out of it, he might make a certain hesken that, you know, makes me lose something here or lose something there, which is called what the Gemara calls choyv amenas lizakos. That the apotropos has a right to do. And that's what was going on by the Nasiim and by the Chalukas Oritz. But again, there's no raya from this to the Parsha of Shlichus.
Reminds me of the land deal, obviously.
I just learned that.
I'll
leave up with one order that you can think about. I just realized now. But when the Gemara, the Maskana is a Gemara, it's fine. But at the stage of the Gemara, where the Gemara thought that. The Chalukas Haaretz was talking about Zochen La'odim Shalai Befonot, and therefore you have no raya from there to Shlichus. What did the Gemara mean? That one second, can I clarify one thing? When the Gemara asked, Tepukle Shlichus Mehacha, what does that mean? Learn Shlichus from here, from the Nasi? Or. Meant, right?
I would have thought that from the fact that the Nasi could
my only question is like this. Toysis and Ksubis, it's probably discussed in other places also, but Toysis and Ksubis by the Gemara of Zochen La'odim Shalai Befonot, by the Ger Kotan, and the Afir Aleph, discusses how Zochen works. And at least one of the Malchim in Toysis is that Zochen works mitam Shlichus. Dainu, it's like an unappointed, it's the same mechanism as Shlichus. It's just like an unappointed shlichus. And to assume an unappointed shlichus, it has to be a schus. If that's true, what Tosfos is saying over there, so then that means nichlal and zochen la'odim shalai befonot is the fact that shlichus works. So, because it's built upon it.
but a regular shliach can do anything, right?
And how would you know it works l'choy? How would you know it works l'choy?
Yeah, how
could
that be?
How would it work l'choy? If that'd be the source, then you wouldn't know it works l'choy necessarily. Maybe it's only the source.
When,
Right.
No, but you don't know that. This is your only source. How would you know that?
I know, but that was your only source. I know the Libra Parshan Shalikas. But if I was asking a
Why did you need the Parshan Shalikas? Why couldn't you just learn it from there?
I was asking a Kaddish like this.
How do you know the
Torah? Shalikas works vainly.
How do you know
the Now you know, where you learn how to Zohar from, where you learn how to Zohar from is a different discussion.
No, how do you know?
What's happening was you learn how to Zohar from the Nasi. But, okay. It doesn't matter. You know it's only the Torah because it doesn't matter.
Once you learn Shlichus, so when I can make a Shlichus,
how do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know that? How do you know what you're saying? If that's your only source, how do you know it'll be different?
Can I ask a question? How do you know there's such a thing as Shlichus in the world? Yeah, I'm asking. How do you know? Because Zochin works, and Zochin's built on Shlichus. If Zochin's, it's like Dayo, you can't say more than that. If Zochin's built on Shlichus, then what right do you have to assume that if a real shliach is working in the mechayev? Who gave you the right to make that jump?
That's your only source.
What do you mean, why not? You need a source for this stuff.
You're so
tough. Correct.
If that
it does work, but just because
No, it doesn't. No, who's that? No, that's the point.
No, but that's your only source.
How do you know it's only the type?
If that is your only source, how would you know it could work in other case situations? If that is your only source,
you want to learn the inverse. What inverse would you have? What inverse of what would you do with the inverse? Yeah, I mean, you want to say it's only because it's global fauna that it has to be
No, you're saying that because you want to say
that's
why it's like
why Shlichus has to be.
You can only know that if you know that it can work outside of Zochin.
Yeah, correct.
You're saying, you should depend on low bafana.
You can't know that.
That's why, that shit just has to be Zochin. But if it wasn't low bafana,
Zochin works on Shlichus.
But you have to
know. What does that mean?
But you have
to. If I made you Shlichus, because of course you want me to make a Shlichus, because I'm doing
that is how it works.
That is how it works.
But I'm now in the theoretical world that is your complete and entire source. That there's such an animal called Shlichus.
Right. So what? Also, if it was good for you.
Who told you that?
Wait, hold on.
I want a source.
Good for you?
I'm looking for a mucker. Do you have a mucker?
Yes.
We are now. What's the mucker?
Not good for you.
What's the mucker for Zochin?
Now listen.
Whatever the mucker for Zochin is.
Zochin doesn't tell you that. No, it doesn't.
It does.
Zochin tells you that
if
you did a part of Shliach, it would work.
Even Chayv would work, except that it's Chayv.
Zochin
doesn't say that.
We
doesn't
know
say that.
Why would Chayv work by Zochin? Let's say there's no one else.
Because it doesn't work like that. Yeah, I come and tell you something works
in
a certain way.
I'll tell you why, because the Parsha of Shlichus only exists in Tzvos. That's why. Prove me wrong. I'm answering your question. Because the Parsha of Shlichus, whether you're funnable, whether you're not funnable, wait, let me finish.
I hear you.
Only, no, you don't. It's not,
now he does.
Only exists in Tzvos. Is that inaccurate? As far as I know, that's all I see.
You see, but it's not.
How do I see that?
Where?
I don't.
You're on the next stage.
I mean, why not? Why not? Why not? If we're going to start with why not, rip out the whole page of Gemara. Shlichus Minolin. Why not? Why not?
Why don't we say Chayv?
What do you mean, why don't we? That's the only mucker we have that it works in Tzvos. The Torah is Mechadish, a parish of doing something with somebody else only in Tzvos. Why does that surprise you so much? Because you know it's not true. How do you know it's not true? Because we have rise in other places. But I'm in a theoretical world where our only raya is Zochin. Think of that for a second before you open your mouth.
What is thinking? You're saying
I would suggest before that what the Gemara said, you can learn from Nasi. Nasi Zochin, I was saying, what do you mean? But Zochin is built on Shlichus. So if I know Zochin, I know Shlichus too. That was my kash. So they answered me correctly. No, you wouldn't know.
Why can't you say
that she was works lechoy if you only had
Zochin? Because it only says by Zochin.
That's true.
So what's
the
question?
I don't have a question anymore. But he's trying to say I still do have a question. Not true.
Don't fix the scar. You say Zochin on Shlichus. Why don't you say
Shlichus only in Shlichus?
Why not? You can't ask why not when you're looking for a mucker. Right, so when you're looking for a mucker, you can't ask. No,
it's just a theoretical
rule. Shlichus is not a svara.
No, I'm talking about Zochin now.
Zochin is Shlichus. It's not a svara.
Why is that a svara? Why not?
Why not koy? Because you don't have a mucker for koy. I need a mucker that Shlichus works. I only have a mucker that works in Shlichus.
Shlichus works in Shlichus.
Is this on the recording?
It's not Zochin. Understand?
I gotta shut this off before I say. I gotta shut this off for you.
No, no, no! You're on to the question. I don't know what I'm saying.
Is it exactly why the combination that won't work?
How do you work this thing?
I got it. I got it.
Exactly what you just said. No, no, you're just being difficult.
Yeah, I got. I left it running specifically.